Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a team preview for the 2022 Houston Cougars. So if you enjoy this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for show on Instagram and on LinkedIn as well. You can check out our link to the podcast. We have the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you listen to this. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Let's get into this team, Houston 2022. We do not have a problem because, boy, oh, boy, in 21, they shredded the competition, had a tremendous record, finished 17th overall in the AP polls with an outstanding 12-2 record and a perfect 8-0 in their American Conference. They also were in the Birmingham Bowl, which they won against Auburn 17-13, and unfortunately, they fell just short of beating Cincinnati for the AAC championship game 20-35, but nonetheless, a very successful season nonetheless for the Cougars. Let's talk about this team heading into this upcoming season. So looking at this team, obviously they are in great shape under head coach Dana Holgorsen, who's in his fourth year now at Houston and his 12th year overall coaching. And he is getting a team that is looking really good that could have a breakout year again in 2022. Let's talk about this team on offense. Now, it wasn't the smoothest, and there was a lot of good play happening against some not-so-good teams, but that's what you're supposed to do. That's what the offense is supposed to do, is exploit bad defense, and that's exactly what it did. They finished sixth in the AAC, and the running game, in terms of offense, and the running game wasn't the best per se, but it wasn't like they were just out there chucking up interceptions and a bunch of mistakes. They always were getting the chains moving, getting those first downs. And like I said, they were sixth in terms of time of possession. So you keep the ball in your hands, more than likely you're going to win the game. And that's what Houston did a lot last season. Now, the quarterback, Clayton Tune, 6'3", 215. He threw 39 touchdown passes, 10 picks, and had 68% clip for his completion percentage. He ran the ball well when needed. So cut down on a few of those interceptions, I'd say, man, he is looking really good. And he's also in his fifth season, so he's super experienced. He knows what he's going to be doing. And he's got a better receiving core this upcoming season as well. You're bringing on Nathaniel Dell, 90 catch, 12 touchdown star, who was really solid. You're also bringing on Texas Tech Red Raider Keyshawn Carter, who should do a lot more in his second year with the Cougars. You have Cody Jackson, who was a big guy, getting him from Oklahoma. He should be a good player. And also a great recruit with Matthew Golden should fit in nicely with this Cougars offense. The running back game, it was tremendous, right? And even though you did lose a solid player, right, you lost Alton McCaskill, ran for over 1,000 yards, 16 touchdowns, but he tore his ACL this past offseason. So you're going to have to look for some other players to step up for his role for the time being. You have former Texas Tech running back Tajon Henry. You have who was on the team last year, ran for 500-plus yards and seven scores for the Cougars, so he's looking good. And you also have a transfer in Brandon Campbell, who should slide in nicely to this rotation. The offensive line wasn't the greatest at keeping the defense out of the backfield in terms of getting sacks and tackles for losses, but it returns experienced players to their lineup. Three starters are coming back. First team all AAC, Patrick Paul, And also, Tyler Johnson, a big-time guy coming over from Texas through the transfer portal, can help this team out as well. So I think the offense is going to be fine. I think that they have found a really good player. They have a really good coach. And they seem to just be clicking on all cylinders in terms of offense. So I'm expecting a big output from them this season. Let's switch things over to the defense, though. You have your defense coordinator, Doug Belk, has got some work to do. And I say that, right? He has a good group around him. The nation's sixth best defense, first in the AAC last season, led college football in third down stops. You got to love that. It was amazing against the run. It was solid in the backfield. But you did lose your pass rush star, Logan Hall. He is gone. He's moved on to other pastures into the National Football League. So you lost him, but who are you going to get to replace him? Well, you've got a few guys you can possibly look at for this roster. You also have guys like DeAnthony Jones, right? You have Derek Parrish. So you have some guys who can help you out. It's going to take a little bit of time. I think they're going to take a slight step back because Logan Hall was a tremendous talent. He's going to do great things for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I believe. But you do have some solid players to help step up in his loss of production this upcoming year. The secondary, once again, should be one of the best in the AAC, if not in college football. You have Javarius Owens, who was first-team All-AAC last year. He is just an absolute ball hawk, a big play vet, whatever you want to call him. He gets to the ball. You also have rising star Hassan Haipalite. And boy, oh boy, these two are going to be getting some interceptions, some passes defended, and laying that wood, as our guy Vincent Turner says, getting some good tackles also. Also, the corners. You did lose Marcus Jones and Damarian Williams. So you do have some guys who are going to be coming in, and it's going to be a little bit tough. But I think that they can slide in nice. You're bringing in some guys like Donovan Mutton, who helped lead the team with 77 stops. Malik Robinson as well is ready to step things up this upcoming season too, I believe. And some of the things that Houston is going to have to really just key in on this year, you got to get a little bit stronger offensive line, and you got to really help out your defense and not get beat up on the ground. Really, just a rush defense wasn't the best in certain games last season, and you really need to get those going. And some players to potentially look out for, right? You got guys like Art Green, who's a senior at corner. I think he's going to do good. You have Alex Hogan, who's going to be fine. But like I mentioned, they have to replace Damarian Williams. And also, I think that with Marcus Jones, right? So it's going to be a little bit tough, but I think they'll be fine. And watch out for the brand new transfer from Texas, right? The offensive lineman who I mentioned earlier, Tyler Johnson, who's a junior. Didn't quite work out there for the Longhorns, but he's looking for a fresh start. He's motivated, and he's ready to get things going. So let's talk about their schedule this year, who they're playing, and my final thoughts. First up, they've got UTSA, the Roadrunners, then Texas Tech Week 2, Kansas, Rice, Tulane, Memphis Tigers on October 7th, Navy October 22nd, USF on October 29th, SMU on November the 5th, Temple on November the 12th, East Carolina on the 19th, Tulsa on November the 25th, and if possible, which I think this team can very well get back, the AAC Championship is on December 3rd. I'm expecting big things from this Cougars team. I think they're going to be great. I think they're going to get back to the AAC Championship, and they could potentially win it. I think this team has a lot going for them, a lot of positive vibes, a great head coach, and a team that is in one of those prime years where they can get a lot done. Obviously, you are going to lose a little bit on your defense, like I mentioned with the subtractions of a few key players. So I think the defense might take a step back. But I expect the offense to step up in those losses and to help out. So I'm expecting a great season from Houston.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
But please, I want to hear from you. Drop a comment. What do you think? How will Houston do this upcoming 2022 season? If you're a Cougars fan, if you like just college football in general, if you're an AAC fanatic, we would love to hear it in our comments. And also, if you have a team, if you're a fan of a team, and you want us to do a team preview on it, if we haven't done so already, you can go check those out. We have a playlist on YouTube for the NFL teams as well as the NCAA teams. Please put it in the comments. If you want us to do a team from your local area that we haven't quite covered, if you want us to move it up in our schedule, just put it in the comments, and we will put it on our rotation for an upcoming episode. Nice having your host today, Logan Lairs. And we go live, like I mentioned, every week, Facebook, YouTube. Check out the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes. You have an Alexa or a Google Home device, just talk to them. Say, hey, Google, play 100th Football, and it will. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, for watching, for listening. I've been your host today, Logan Lairs. Have a tremendous day, tremendous weekend, whenever you're watching this, whenever you listen to this, and we will talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.